This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The news from the conference board today was not great. It's a business research group, by the way. The conference board is perhaps best known for its monthly index of consumer confidence. And confident we consumers are not right now. Down was the headline index for the second month in a row. We're especially not confident when asked what we think things are going to be like 6 months from now. But 6 months from now is 6 months from now, and today is today, and American consumers are going out with a capital O-U-T. Sales at bars and restaurants were up something like 7% January from December, up about 25% from January a year ago. That is according to the most recent report on retail sales. What do you suppose that might tell us? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes is keeping tabs on bar and restaurant tabs.
These days, Dale Cook is eating lunch out on a daily basis. I met him just outside Cooper's Tavern in Baltimore, where he'd had the crab soup, a burger, and a business meeting.
I had a manager tell me a long, long time ago when I first got into business, when you're paying for someone's lunch, it's a whole lot harder for them to say no.
A lot of people are paying for meals out these days. What at one point was logistically or financially out of reach now seems like a priority for many Americans. Inside, the restaurant's bustling. 24-year-old server Lyneth Rivera pours iced tea and soda and is dreaming of an even busier season ahead.
I'm hoping that it's super busy. Super busy that I can't even think.
Rivera's a mom and a part-time nursing student, so says she only goes out once a month.
But on that day, I will go all out, so and then spend just as much as I would spend once a week.
That kind of pent-up demand is part of what's driving this increased spending at bars and restaurants, says Bank of America economist Aditya Bhave.
Right? If you, before the pandemic, were eating out twice a week and then you never got to eat out during the pandemic, you could go through a period where you eat out three times a week.
Andy says the question is whether this is a short-term celebratory period or if it's a new way of spending. Back outside Cooper's Tavern in Baltimore, customer Andrew Ross says he feels obligated to spend in this way after seeing restaurants close during the pandemic.
And it was really sad, all these like local businesses just going away. And so now it feels more incumbent on us to kind of use them since they're available.
He says it's important to maintain social spaces in his community. They're worth the price of a burger and some crab soup. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.